We're live. Yo. Welcome to episode. Welcome to episode 6 of Just How It Is podcast. I am your host, Sanelle. My co-host to my left, KG.
No, bam for me.
Oh. I got this little thing I'm testing out right now, the Zoom Podtrac P4. It's pretty dope. It got sound pads. I could take phone calls. I could play music. You know, all type of shit. Like if I have a video on my phone, all type of shit. It's pretty fucking cool.
Does it need like Wi-Fi or anything?
No.
So how does it take calls?
You just connect your phone to it. Like if I connect my phone to it, it goes like right into.
Oh, it records what's on your phone.
On my phone, yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah. Sunday, April 21st. Happy 420 to all my smokers out there, people who smoke. I Instagram took down. I put jokingly, "Where the weed at?" on my story.
Well, why would you post that?
Weed?
Why would you post that? That's illegal.
Weed is not illegal.
Looking for illegal substances.
I put "Where the weed at?" Instagram said, "We're gonna put that down."
Where the old?
We're gonna put that oh my fucking god, bro! The Clippers are cooking the Mavericks. But yeah, how long was your weed phase?
I never had a weed phase. I don't know what you're talking about. So I don't know if any of you guys have watched "And Just Like That." It's kind of like a spinoff of Sex and the City, the show Sex and the City. It's the same characters. And while I was watching it the other day. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm listening.
Well, you look alive. And while I was watching it, there was a part
Stop moving.
There was a part where Charlotte, one of the characters.
I'm crying, bro.
Daughter, what's her name? I think Lily. Her daughter Lily called her and she was like, oh no, wait. It started off as the mom had to like kind of like book a reservation for her daughter, and then the mom forgot, and then the daughter was like, well, how am I supposed to lose my virginity now? And like in front of her mom, in front of her dad. And I was just like, what the hell? Like even I, like when I was watching it, I was like, what? Like I got caught like off guard. So my question to you is, when you have kids.
Go ahead.
Bitch, when you have kids, do you want me to talk or not?
No, I'm listening to you.
When you have kids.
Go ahead.
When you have kids, do you want to know when they're about to like lose their virginity? Or is it like a don't ask, don't tell type of situation that you want?
This isn't my business, to be honest.
So you wouldn't want to know, like...
I don't think it's none of my business. If my kid is about to lose virginity, bro, I don't think I would want to know when or what when it's going to happen, who you're going to do it with. Certain stuff, it's okay to stay out of it. I know as a parent, you should be, you know, try to be as you, okay? I know most shit about my kids. The best thing I'll tell them, hey, yo, whenever you lose it, make sure you protect yourself. Make sure you do it with somebody you trust. Make sure you do it with somebody that's not going to...
So basically, you're just going to have to talk with them, and then after that...
Don't tell me that shit, yeah. Don't come up to me, hey, dad, I'm about to get fucked next week.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I'm going to look at you like, I didn't need to know that, to be honest. I know eventually, yeah, you're going to lose your virginity, but I'm not going to care to know. Just don't get pregnant. That's what I'm going to tell you. Don't get pregnant.
Get a girl pregnant.
Don't get a girl pregnant. Don't let a guy get you pregnant. That's what I'm going to say. I feel like, I know we're supposed to be cool with our kids, but I feel like certain things.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't really need to fucking know, my nigga.
I asked my group chat, and then one of my friends said that they would want to know so that she can put them on, like, birth control and stuff.
Who?
One of my friends. I'm not going to expose them. What the hell? But yeah, I don't think I would want to know either. I think I'm just going to have that conversation, whereas in like, I'm going to tell you what you're supposed to know. Like, I don't want you going out into the world, like, uneducated about certain stuff, obviously. So I'm going to have that talk. But after that, don't talk to me about it no more. Unless you have a problem, then okay, yeah, like, I'm going to be there to, like, help you out. But, like, I don't need to know when you're going to lose your virginity or if you lost your virginity. Like, I didn't do that with my mom. My mom never has asked me, oh, did you lose your virginity? Like, obviously, by now, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had that conversation where, like, oh, I'm having sex now. Or I never wanted to. Like, that's my mom. I feel like that's so awkward. And yeah. I don't think I would be able to do it with my kids either.
What if it's, okay. Your mom never asked you?
No.
I feel like if I have a son, I would, yo, you a virgin? Like.
Just, why, though? I thought you just said you didn't want to know.
No, don't tell me it, though. But it's like, one day.
So why would you ask?
No? Huh?
So why would you ask? I'm not going to ask.
You're not going to ask your kids? I would ask.
I don't need to
know. My son. No, I don't want you to come to your. No, don't tell me when it's about to happen. Type shit. Like, yeah, hey, next Tuesday, I'm going to his crib. I'm like, oh, word? Bet. No, I'm not going to do that. I just like. Wait, hold on.
Nah.
Am I being a hypocrite?
I wouldn't want to know.
I'm trying to. Okay. If I have a daughter. Okay, let me see. Let me break it down. If I have a daughter.
So you're going to ask your daughter, hey, you lost your virginity?
If I have a daughter. No, I'm trying to see. No. Either. If I have a daughter. Yeah, don't tell me that shit, bro. My son is different. I feel like it's different. I feel like it's just different on the, you know, what if you have a boy or a girl.
I wouldn't want to know regardless.
If you got a girl, you wouldn't want to know?
That just like I said, I didn't tell my mom. My mom never asked me. My dad never asked me. He just, my dad actually did some like Salvi trick where it's like you put like a string or what is it called? Not a string. Basically a string. Mm. And then you put it like, you tie it and then if it goes through, or something like that. Whatever, you're a virgin, and if it doesn't, you're not. Or vice versa, whatever it is. And he did that to me, and he was like, I was already like 21 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, and I was like, I'm grown. And that was it. Like, I don't need to have conversations with my parents about what I'm doing.
And as a parent, what the fuck you gonna say? Your ass was, you know, doing it. Whatever age, you know. Most parents had, you know, us young. Well, not my parents. My parents was pretty old.
How old was your mom?
Oh, so I'd be 27, like my age when she had me.
Oh. Yeah, but yeah, you were her first?
Yeah.
But you weren't your dad's first?
No.
Oh.
Okay, most of our parents was doing that shit. So it's like, what are you going to say? Oh, how dare you? Boom, I can't believe you.
Yeah, I wouldn't get mad. The only thing is,
it's like, bro, don't get pregnant. That's what I'm going to tell you. Because guess what?
Be careful.
When your kid, people don't understand, when your kid is in a situation, bro, you part of the problem too now.
Yeah.
Like, if they got a problem, you really can't. That's what it is. People don't understand. If you got a kid, bro, you can't be like, oh, hey, it's not my problem. No. If they have a child, you're going to have to help that kid, bro. Even though they did, you know, it's their action. But as a parent, you are your kid's backup.
To a certain extent.
So you telling me you wouldn't help?
I said to a certain extent.
No. Everything is to a certain extent. I'm not
babysitting that damn child. No.
Everything is to a certain extent. But I'm just saying.
But if I can,
you're gonna
help,
have to be a backup to your kid.
If I can help, and it's something that you're doing to better your future, then mm-hmm. yes. But if it's like, oh, you want to go out with your friends, you want to do this and that, I'm sorry, but no. You had the opportunity to have your fun, and you decided to have a baby, so you got to be a mother. Or you gotta be a father.
You're not gonna, like, if you have a, your daughter gets pregnant and she wanna have a girl's night out, you're not gonna, yo, you know what? Hey, mom, can you please?
I mean, like, if it's like a once in a while type of shit, okay, yeah, cool, whatever. But if it's like, oh, every you weekend? Want me to raise the baby, basically, hell no. I will not raise my child's child. You're gonna raise
really?
That child.
Yeah, to be honest?
You're gonna raise that child because you're the one who chose to.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Have a kid.
I see what you mean.
My parenting days are basically over. Like, my baby days are basically over because my kids are already grown up by that time if they're having kids.
Right.
So it's like, you got to take the responsibility of being a mother. I'm not going to take the responsibility for you.
Right. That's true. That is true.
Because then the grandma's the baby.
There are a lot of parents, but I feel like you might say that, bro. I feel like it's easier said than done. Right? I feel like when your kid has a baby.
It's not that hard to not get pregnant.
No. I'm speaking on, like, it's probably going to be, you might say, oh, yeah, I'm going to tell them no. Like, you know, you probably, you know what? You're going to love your grandkids because
a pushover? You think I'm going to be a pushover?
A lot of grandparents love their kids.
No, obviously, I understand so like, that. But I'm you, saying, you're like, see you, that also baby's have face? To, you also have to put into, like, consideration that you're doing your child's work. So what responsibilities do they have if I'm doing everything? And they're gonna get used to that. Like, oh, my mom's gonna watch it. My mom's gonna do this. My mom's gonna do that. And it's like, no, I have my own life too. So why should I have to give it up because you had a child and you don't want to take care of it?
True.
You gotta learn responsibility. That's what being a mother is. Sacrifices.
Damn.
Talking about mothers, can we talk about how there's too many fucking cases of people that are like killing their children or like leaving them to go like on vacation?
To go where?
On vacation. Like, I keep seeing like cases on TikTok and stuff about moms leaving their fucking infant babies or like their small children to go on vacation. They just leave them there. No babysitter, no nothing. Just by themselves. There's just one case that I seen where the mom left the baby. I don't even think the baby was like one or possibly 1 year old. And she left her to go to Puerto Rico, I think, for like, I forgot how many days. It was like around 10 days, 11 days.
A little baby.
A baby.
Like a baby who can't walk.
A baby who can't walk. In the crib, left it. The baby passed away, obviously. Then she came back from her trip. The baby's dead already. She changed her clothes and then called the cops. I was like, oh my gosh, she stopped breathing. I don't know why.
Niggas are so dumb. Do you not know they have people that could go do checkup?
Yep.
On your baby? They could easily say, yo, where the fuck was you was at?
And like, I guess she lived in like some type of like apartment complex. Uh-huh. And like people heard the baby crying all those days until the baby passed away. And it's like, bro, how the hell do you just leave your child alone just to go party,
That's why drink. They said every kid is a parent, but not every parent is a kid.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's so sad.
Every kid and deserves these a parent.
Damn parents like killing their children. Every
parent deserves a kid. Because, number one, oh my God. Because, what was I going to say? That's so fucked. Certain shit people do, bro. That don't need to be a case. That don't need to be anything. You should just be thrown away to jail and never see a day of life. Bro. Because how does that make sense to you? To have a toddler be... Bro, think about it. Even Nella.
Mm-hmm.
We would never leave an animal.
I would never even leave my dog alone vacation, for a couple days. Exactly. I'm going to make sure that somebody is there to take care of them. If not, I'm not going anywhere.
Going somewhere and nobody's there to take care of Nella, nigga, I don't want to go.
Exactly.
I don't think
I'm going to leave my child? Like, I don't understand. And like people will be like, oh, because they're going through postpartum depression. But there's so many things out there that can help you. Like, there's so many resources that you can reach out and get help for. And it's like, girl, you're going to leave your child to go on vacation?
Even a dog,
to go
bro.
Party?
Like I said, even a dog.
To like, bro.
Even a fucking dog. We got a dog. She got a dog.
I got three.
We're not leaving no dogs to go on vacations, and we don't know who's going to take care of them, who's going to check up on
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Feed them breakfast, take them for walks, give them some water. Literally, to leave a fucking baby cry. Man, you deserve to be 25
you deserve
of life.
Chair.
25
you
of life.
No, you deserve the chair. Chair. You do not deserve
certain shit. Yeah, certain shit is, bro. It's like, bro. That's what people say. Yeah, you don't play. We don't. The kids, bro. You don't play about the kids, bro.
You don't.
Any kids, bro. Any kids. Like right now, if I'm walking down the street and I see a kid getting, you know, somebody's doing something, I'm going to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. If I see something and it's. I don't even know who the fuck is going on. What are you doing? If there's a little baby, like a young kid, a 6, 7, 8 year old, it doesn't, bro, what is going on? I'm going to jump in. Even whatever the fuck happens, happens. You do not.
I really do believe that, like, maybe not CPS, but like once somebody has like a newborn baby, I do think that there should be somebody who goes out just to see like how it is. Like, because there's so many cases of like children dying.
Neglecting,
I feel like they
right.
should be more strict on that. Either they have to bring them into the doctors a certain amount of times to make sure that the kid is good. And there's so many cases where like even CPS fails these children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you saw the abuse, you saw the signs, you saw everything, and yet you still let them go back to their abusers. And then the kids end up dead and they're like, oh, blah 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 blah. But yet CPS failed them. All the adults failed them. It's so sad, bro.
Anyway, speaking of kids, you see one of the twins that is having a bid?
Oh, yeah. I saw you shared it.
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
No, the other one.
Oh, so now they're both parents.
They're both parents. That's Aww. Lit. That's fucking lit. These two twins, I've been following for like fucking 9 years now, which is crazy. And one of them has a baby on the way.
Wait, are they identical twins? Or fraternal twins.
What does that mean? They were born in the same night. What is the difference? What's the difference between identical twins?
Identical and fraternal twins is like...
They don't look alike?
No, it's either... Well, yes, it cannot look alike. But like, it's the same egg. Basically, it's either two eggs drop at the same time and she gets pregnant with twins, or it's one egg that's split in half. So that means that makes them identical. Fraternal are two separate twins. I mean, two separate eggs.
I don't know.
They never said anything? I don't know.
Based on
I mean, appearance. They look alike, but that doesn't make them identical.
Well,
but
I thought Terrence is the oldest. I think Terrence is he's the oldest. He came out before Terrell.
Well, they're not going to come at the same time, regardless if they're identical. Really?
Anyways, shout out to Terrence, bro. It's really crazy. Like, they kind of feel like family. They kind of feel like people you actually know. Because, you know, you've been watching for so long. They kind of feel like, yo, like my brother or my cousin.
When you posted that, I was confused because I was like, I thought she didn't. Because I thought it was the one that already had the kid. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I thought she didn't want to be seen. Like, the mother of his children. Mm-hmm. I thought she didn't want to be, like, seen.
No, that's. But yeah, that's Terrell. Yeah, that's the other one. Which makes sense. As soon as I found out, as soon as this Terrell said he was going to get pregnant, he got a kid on the way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, now that puts the pressure on the twin. I'm like, hey, bro. You know?
I mean, if he wasn't ready, he wasn't ready. That doesn't.
I mean, yeah, of course, if you're not ready, but he had a girl already. Okay, he got a girlfriend, and to their age, they're like 28, 29, about to be 30 soon.
It's cute though. They're gonna be what, 1 year apart?
Yeah,
that's cute.
And he has a girl on the way. Terrell got a son,
and then it's a girl.
He's a girl, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, so that's dope. They have a podcast, so check them out, bro. Check them out. They really put out great content on YouTube and Patreon. You know, very funny guys. But yeah. What do you call it? Oh, speaking of twins. I seen this video of this cop arresting his twin brother.
I saw that too.
And people were like, oh, it's kind of sad. We laughing at this, boom, 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 boom. But it's kind of sad. One chose this route, one chose that route. Boom, boom. I don't know what the fuck happened, what he did, but he looked like he was all... Like, it wasn't nothing serious. He was smiling and having, you know, people were cracking jokes. You feel me?
Would you be mad?
What? If my twin brother...
Yeah, if you had a twin brother and he arrested you, would you be mad?
It didn't have to be a twin. Okay. If I broke a law, I wouldn't be mad. No.
But I feel like...
I'll be laughing, too. If my brother arrests me... Like, yeah. If your brother's arresting you, you're like... Bruh. Man. I wouldn't say let me go. Obviously, he can't do that because you did something wrong. But I'll be laughing, too. I'll be like, yo...
Are you serious? Like,
this
my
is
brother?
For right. I would. I did. They would have been fucking like, yo. Can y'all please, you know, get it together? This is something serious. We would have been cracking jokes. You feel me? But yeah. What do you call it? I think people who have twins are cool. People who like.
There's people who eat their twin.
What does that mean?
Like in the womb. Like they kind of like absorb them.
That's crazy.
Like there was two, and then there's only one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Episode 6. Damn, this docket. We have a lot on the docket, but
we don't know how to, like,
I mean,
bring it together, I guess. I mean, we can
not
talk
every
about,
time it's going to flow one. Together. We're going to have to just.
We can talk about this one.
What's what we got to say? What?
The baby mom's fucking on a baby dad while he has a girlfriend. What do you think about that?
It happens all the time.
Yeah, but what do you think about that, though? A baby mom fucking her baby dad. No, wait. Yeah. A baby mom fucking her baby dad while she knows.
Oh.
While she knows he has a girl. And then comes on, like, social media bragging about it. Like, oh, she thinks she got my man, but she doesn't know that he be fucking me at in the house. Wait, what? She thinks she got him, but he be playing home with me or
playing
house with me or whatever.
That's why you don't date niggas who got... baby fathers and baby mothers.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
But I think like the baby mom in that situation looks the dumbest out of all parties. She's the one that looks the dumbest. And this is not me. I don't want people in the comments being like, oh, somebody probably, she was probably fucking with somebody's baby daddy and they fucked, because I have never and will never fuck with somebody who has a kid. I'm not doing it, because then these baby moms come on social media.
Lie. Well, depends on the age. Depends on where you at in life. Carter, y'all. You did say if you get older, like.
But okay, but if we're older, I feel like people are more mature. But I feel like now, like right now.
Nigga, shit, any age. What you talking about? No,
I'm talking about like the baby mom, baby daddy drama. I don't know. I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I really
She
wouldn't
deal with it now. But you deal, yeah, you'll deal with it if you at an age.
And I will not right now. But anyways, you can't tell me that the baby mom doesn't look the worst in the situation because of the fact that you're coming on social media bragging about fucking this girl's man just because he's your baby daddy. But like, it's to me, it's like, how'd you go from like the main bitch to the side bitch and you're okay with that?
Maybe she just wanted to fuck.
But how'd you go from the, like, you just like, you are somebody who this man is supposed to hold to a higher standard because of the fact that you gave birth to his child. So now you,
so you
just
think she looks worse?
Yes, you just okay.
No, she feel like, yo, I got more power.
Do you though?
Yeah, I can
do
still,
you?
Yes, regardless if she got me, I can still fuck him.
That doesn't matter. Now you the side bitch though.
Niggas
like you just look dumb.
Niggas don't give a fuck about that.
You look dumb. Like you act like you're the like, oh, I'm this I'm that bitch or whatever, blah blah blah.
She
but
is.
You are the side bitch.
She is though.
You
she
agreed
is.
To be the side bitch to somebody who you were the main bitch at one point. Mm-hmm. No? Because you guys had created a family. He left you for somebody else. And now you are just agreeing to being the side bitch for him. How does that make you that girl?
I can still fuck
I feel
you.
Like... So?
Maybe she don't give a fuck about...
Yeah, but now you the title. Side bitch, though.
But she don't give a fuck.
But you the side bitch. How you go from the main bitch to the side bitch and you're cool with that? That doesn't make no sense.
You wouldn't be a side bitch?
No.
Why?
Why would I be a side bitch?
What if you don't want to be the main bitch?
I can go and get my own man. Huh? I can go and get my own man. I don't need to be. This motherfucker's over here having his cake and eating it too. He got the girl that he wants, right? And he got a dumbass bitch on the side willing to fuck him regardless. So it's like he got you exactly where he wanted to get you. He's not giving you the respect that you deserve as a mother of his child. He's not giving the other girl the respect either because he's cheating on her. But mm-hmm. It just looks worse on the baby mom who knows about it. Mm-hmm. If his girl doesn't know about it, about him fucking it, mm-hmm. You look worse because you know that he's fucking with that girl and then comes and gives you that same dick that he was giving her. And you think that you're that bitch.
I can see
you're
why
dumb.
She, I can see why she thinks she's that bitch.
You know.
It's kind of like, hey.
You're dumb.
Oh my God. She doesn't want. Maybe
you're dumb.
She, maybe she don't want the fucking.
No, you're dumb.
Okay. Think about it. You know why I'm saying she's not dumb?
She is. You're willing to be the side bitch.
Listen to this. Maybe she don't want to get a new body. Oh my God.
So you're going to let this man. You don't want to get a new body. So you're going to let this man fuck all these other girls and then come home and fuck you too? Girl, if you don't go fuck somebody else or just stay celibate. You're going to let that man who obviously does not give a fuck about you. And your health, because he's going to fuck other bitches and then coming back to you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she looked dumb.
In my opinion, she does. You're not that bitch. You're not.
If you get anybody...
You accepted something that you wouldn't want.
If I got a girl... Okay, if I got a baby mom and she gets a new nigga and I could fuck her whenever I want, I wouldn't feel like, oh my God. No. It means I still got... I could still... The palm of my hands. You feel me? That, you know? That's how I look. I wouldn't be like, oh, damn, I'm a side nigga. No,
yes,
I wouldn't trust you.
If he actually cared about you.
I wouldn't get in a relationship with you.
He would have continued to build your family. What are you teaching your child at that point? Yeah, he has another girlfriend, but he still comes home to fuck mommy.
I'm not telling like, my kids that, though. That's a different conversation. I'm just
your
saying.
Your kid is going to know that they if they have another
the
girlfriend.
The kid's not around. Okay, they have a girlfriend. Okay, obviously I'm not going to
They have a girlfriend, but, oh, they come home and kiss mommy. What
they,
are you teaching
I'm
them?
Not going to do that in front of the kids. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't feel any type, oh, damn.
You're not that girl.
Okay, bro. Okay.
You're not that girl.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
I think if you could have a nigga in the palm of your hands, if you right there, you got a baby daddy.
Does he have you? Do you have him at the palm of your hands if he's out here still fucking other bitches? No, he got you at the palm of his hands because he's like,
you
she's
never
going to
okay,
leave
listen,
me.
Listen,
she's
listen,
never going to go anywhere.
Listen,
she
listen,
sees
listen,
me
listen.
Fucking these other bitches. She sees me going out with these other bitches and she's still here and gives me what I want. He's getting everything. He's getting everything.
Jump here, need some napkins, you feel me?
He's literally getting everything.
Man, what the fuck is you
what
talking about?
What the fuck
about,
was man? That?
Anyways,
he is. You just don't want to admit it. He's getting everything.
If you got
this, he got you in a chokehold.
Let me say this. If you got this person, right? Like I said, you obviously will never make that nigga your husband. You never make that nigga your boyfriend, your relationship. But guess what? What do people nowadays? Most people nowadays, what do they do? What is this generation for? You know what? I don't relationship, but I want to fuck somebody. You act like people don't just be, they just be fucking. I'll never make you my wife. I'll never make you because of this shit we doing.
Because but you're not that girl, though.
Okay, forget about that girl. Do people not just be wanting sex? Yes or no?
Have sex with somebody else.
Do people not be wanting sex?
Go have sex with somebody else. You don't understand. You're putting yourself to a lower position.
Do people not be wanting sex? Okay, what if her baby daddy got good dick?
Who cares? There's more good dick out there, girl. There's more good dick out there. Either tie him the fuck down and be like, you're not fucking nobody else but me.
That's the relationship then. That's the relationship. He don't want that.
Doesn't matter.
Why she don't want that.
Doesn't matter.
How does it not matter, bro?
Don't fuck nobody else but me.
That is
we don't have to be in a relationship. You're not fucking nobody else, though. If you fucking somebody else, you're not fucking me. That's literally what it is.
I'm saying that's you, but I'm saying me, I wouldn't look at you any different because at the end of the day, you don't want a relationship with the nigga. You don't want to be making me husband.
So you're going to be fucking another girl that is fucking another guy.
I don't give a fuck. You're not my girl. You're not my...
Diseases.
As long as you're not my girl, you're not my wife, you're not my whatever the fuck, I'll never make you my girl. I don't give a fuck. If you want to come give me some top, come slap me up, and get out of there.
Diseases.
You feel me?
STDs.
Get out of there.
STDs.
Anyways, we're going to move on to that. So she think, you're not that girl.
You're not.
Oh, shit. Holy shit. What the fuck do I got in here? Oh, okay. I seen this tweet. When people are mean for no reason, I automatically assume they have financial difficulties. Do you agree with that tweet? When people are mean, girls usually like to put that on us guys. Oh, guys be mean when they broke.
Because y'all do be mean.
No, we're not. Guys don't be mean.
Y'all like to take it out on other people.
That's not true.
Like if we're the reason you're broke.
That's not true, bro.
That's on you, bro.
That's not true.
That's on you, broski.
That's not true.
If a guy doesn't have his life together or doesn't have like at least something that he's working on, is...
Some guy said, hey, I'm tired of y'all putting that shit on us. It's everybody. Would you be happy if you're broke?
No. I'm not going to take it out on people, though.
We're not going to... Why the fuck? You think we're going to come... Hey, baby. Man, shut the fuck... We're not going to do that. That's cap. But nobody's going to be all giggly and happy if they broke. Stop putting that shit on us, guys. Anybody. You... He would go. That's the argument. You would not be happy...
If and I'm broke. Smiling. No, of course not. I'm gonna be stressed.
So why the fuck we get
I'm
it?
Not gonna take why it out on you. Because
it
y'all usually bro? Take it out why on the us.
How we take it out on
because
you?
Because y'all
for
become
what?
So mean when y'all are broke to us. And it's just like
how?
What the fuck I do? I didn't take your money.
Give an example.
When guys are broke, they become mean to girls.
Are broke, they become mean to us.
No, we just ask for money.
Why the fuck would you ask for money?
Because y'all gonna give it to us?
No, I disagree.
I don't think girls are that mean when they're broke, to be honest. I really don't think girls are that mean when they're broke.
So,
like,
what
yes,
are you
we
guys?
Be stressed.
What are you guys
But,
in?
Like, I feel like, if anything, with how, like, society is right now, I feel like girls are more like, oh, give me that money. Instead of being mean to somebody, they'll kind of, like, they'll be nicer to you, I guess, if they want money. Won't they? Like, if I want something from you, if I want money from you, I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm going to be nice to you. So you can give me what I want.
Man, listen,
bro. But men are just...
Niggas, okay.
Mean as hell. They be cheating on you like crazy when they broke.
If a nigga is mean, to you...
Don't ever hold a man down because... They be mean as hell.
Stop moving, bro.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
God
see?
Damn. How many times am I going to say that?
Mean.
Now I'm broke?
Yeah. Now you mean and broke.
But anyways... one thing I hate with the generation. What?
Nothing, go.
One thing I hate.
That should look good. Where's that Taco Bell?
They're gonna be a fat ass. We just ate some Chinese food. But yeah, what was I gonna say? One thing that I hate. I got a headache. What is that noise? The computer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got a headache. I'm over this.
You over what? The podcast?
Yeah. My head hurts.
The nicotine.
You're supposed to beat it when my head hurts.
The nicotine, bruh. Somebody said, or sexually deprived. Who the fuck is going to be mean if you haven't had no sex?
Who's going to be mean if you haven't had no sex?
Yeah, if you're sexually deprived. The priv.
Deprived. I could see that. If it's somebody like that's like kind of like addicted to sex, I could see you being mean. I could see you being mean. But I could hear it perfectly fine in the headphones. So what's the problem?
I can't hear you perfectly fine in the headphones, bro.
I could see people who are sex deprived, like, you know, they have all that tension in them that hasn't been like released. So it's like
if you haven't had no sex, don't take that shit out on us, bro. Okay, don't take that shit on us. And I disagree with that tweet. Ain't nobody happy when they broke, male or female. Stop putting that shit on us. Y'all swear, oh my god, we turn into a monster. We turn into this stuff.
Well, men do be killing their wives when they lose their job, right?
What kind of turn did you just took? Well, you just took a. Ooh,
They start feeling that pressure of like, oh damn, money's tight, and then what do they usually do? Kill their wives. So. Or they get drunk and they start beating their wives.
Do you hear that?
Oh, white men are killing their wives all the time after they lose their job.
White men?
Yes.
Oh. But anyways, bro.
They can literally just leave their family, but instead, nah, I'm gonna just kill them all. Fuck it.
Let's move on to the next
topic.
Topic, bro. Oh, 50 Cent. You saw 50 Cent launch? 50 Cent launch his film studio.
What that got to do with me?
Huh?
What that got to do with me?
No, that you got to do with us. But that's what we do. We podcasters. We talk about whatever is going on.
But what am I going to say if we sit in there?
What do you mean? Yo, a black. You know what? If it was a Mexican nigga. If it was a Mexican, she would have all things to say. Shout out to 50 Cent.
I didn't say nothing bad about it.
Shout out to 50 fucking Cent.
Shout out to
50 Cent for doing something that's very, 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 very impressive. As a black man in America, you have your own studio to produce movies, shows, and give people jobs. You feel me? That's P. True. That's very fucking P. You feel me? 50 Cent, 20 years later, he making music. He's still relevant. He's still giving out shows. One of the funniest niggas on social media. He be trolling everybody. He don't give a fuck about nothing.
He still be making music?
Yeah, he be on tour and shit. He was on tour.
Is he on tour for his old music or is he making new music?
Yeah, he just had a Get Rich or Die Trying on 20 Years Later tour.
Okay, so then he's not making music. He's doing his
old music. Yeah, which is cool. 50 Cent is a legend. 50 Cent is a fucking GOAT, bro. His albums still fucking go crazy nowadays, to this day. So.
Did you see that people are saying that he's the male version of Tyler Perry?
Yes, he is. I don't know how we don't talk about that enough. How Tyler Perry be just putting on dresses and all
what's wrong with it?
Huh?
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying.
What are you doing?
What?
Making all that noise.
I can't hear that shit.
I can.
How you can hear it?
Because it's on the mic.
Anyways, bruh.
What do you even need that for?
Shout out to 50 Cent for giving us a show like Power, Raising Kanan, all these type of shit. How long you look at this list? Huh? How long you look at this list, bruh? This happened when you're not prepared for the pod. She don't know what to pick because I'm the one that pick up. Yeah. Yeah. Look. She's trying to find something to talk about. But what is your favorite 50 Cent song?
I forgot the name of it.
Nigga, you a window shot. I like that shit. That shit is fire.
I mean, yeah, but that's not the song
mad
I'm thinking
at me.
About. Fuck, what's that
nigga,
song?
Nigga, you again, little shopper. You a window shopper. I get money. I get.
Oh, I think Many Men.
Ooh.
That song reminds me of my stepfather.
Why?
He would always play it. He loved 50 Cent. Yeah.
Oh, I know somebody would love 50 Cent. I don't know if Kenny. Shout out to Kenny. Kenny caught him. My boy Kenny. Big 50 Cent fan.
Many
Whiff
Men.
Step upon me. Lord, I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And niggas trying to take my life away.
There was another one.
Oh.
I'm really bad with, like, fucking song names. I swear to God. Swear to God. Oh, I think it's this one. Oh, yeah. You know the song?
No.
I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the man. With Chris Brown.
With Chris Brown. Oh, speaking of that, I didn't even add that on. I didn't even update the fucking pod. Chris Brown and Quavo are beefing right now.
Hasn't this beef been going on for a minute, though? I saw him call him.
I would like to speak without getting interrupted.
We're having a conversation. We're conversating, communicating, associating. Let's just, like, let have a conversation.
Go. Let that meme go.
Never.
Let that meme go. KG has been holding on to this meme.
Because we're conversating, communicating, associating. You never heard of shit like that.
Don't nobody know that meme.
Well, if they don't, they're not cultured.
Half people don't know that meme. But anyways.
Because you don't mean other people don't.
And bro, Chris Brown came. Well, Quavo dissed Chris Brown first. Quavo said, hey, stop beating on girls. Basically bringing up Chris Brown's past, which we all have moved on from, bro. We have moved on. Rihanna has forgive Chris Brown. You don't need to tell us what Chris Brown did. Chris Brown and Rihanna just had a fight, and Chris Brown won. She forgave him. It was fucking almost, what, 2009, 2008? 16, almost 20 fucking years ago. Let it go. There was kids. Anyways, Chris Brown came back and cooked that nigga. He cooked. You listened to it already, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
He was very disrespectful in that bitch.
That's what I like.
That is the point.
I like it. Even though he said some crazy shit.
He said he fucked your girl while you was with her. You might have fucked my ex, but at least I fucked your girl while you was with her.
Which is crazy.
And then he said it should have been you that died instead of
take off. I don't think any of us wish.
Take off.
I don't think any of us wish Mama. Death. I don't think any of us wish. Oh, it should have been. No, I mean,
I did see a couple tweets saying it should have been.
Who the fuck said that? But
I don't think they said Quavo. I think they said it should have been Offset.
That's crazy.
Instead of Takeoff.
Boo these niggas, bro. Listen. Don't nobody want to see anybody that we grew up listening to. We grew up with both of them, bro. What are you talking about?
Grew up.
Yes, we did. The Migos have been here for a decade now. You know that, right?
Since when?
Don't know why I can't. That was 2012, 2013. We was kids. We grew up with both of them. The group. We grew up with the Migos and Chris Brown.
Damn, time flies.
Exactly. We niggas before, like, Migos have. They was like young kids and they grew up to be adults now and shit. That's corny. I don't think. Yes, he said that. Okay. Yes. Okay. What Chris Brown said was crazy. But you saying, damn, Takeoff died. It should have been. I never find that funny, to be honest. When people say, oh, they killed this. Oh, but we got 6ix9ine out here. Still walking around. I never find those, oh, this person died. It should have been this person. No, that's fucking corny to me. But that was crazy to say, though, bro.
That was 2014.
What?
Handsome.
10 years. Yeah, 10 years
that's
ago.
That's crazy.
Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana. Come on, bro. The Migos. I understand. We love Chris Brown, which we all love. Chris Brown is, come on, bro. It's like, come on. But the Migos are also
very. They were cool before, right?
Was they cool? I don't know if they was cool.
I saw pictures of them back then.
Well, usually that's how everybody. Yeah, everybody who got beef was once cool. And shit went left. I don't know where it went left, what time it went left. But.
But even Offset wanted to fight.
Chris Brown?
Chris Brown, yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. That's what I think he.
And then he wanted to fight Quavo. I guess because he fucked his ex, but you also fucked his girl while they were together. I don't know.
Niggas be stupid for me. Bro.
I feel like, what the hell is wrong with all the guys now?
I feel like niggas.
People are saying, oh, the girls are beefing, and they're like, nah, let's bring it back on us.
It's annoying.
You're annoying
it's
me.
It's annoying. But, anyways, if I'm a celebrity and a nigga fuck my ex, nigga! I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck,
bro. Because, bro, these niggas could get a new girl probably by the end of the night, for real. And these girls, they probably get a girl that look better than Karrueche, that look better than all these girls, bro. So why the fuck am I, what the fuck was that, bro? So why the fuck would I be tripping if I got a nigga and he fuck her? Okay, cool. I fuck me another girl. I get me another girl. I'm Chris fucking Brown. Okay, Karrueche fucking. Okay, want to go move on and get a new man? Bro, you could get you or Chris Brown. You could get any girl out there that you want. Any girl. But Quavo, people say Quavo just got to shoot him now, which is crazy.
No.
No, you're not joking. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Fight back with words, bro.
Well, no. Nah, there's nothing you can say. You can't say you were better. You can't say Chris Brown music sucked and your music is not that good. Him, when he went.
Oh, he also mentioned how he the video of the elevator when he was dragging. Was it Sweetie?
Sweetie, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, you want to talk about me, but we all saw that video.
Video of you. Was he fighting or?
He was just dragging her into the.
Was he dragging? I think he was trying to stop her from. She was trying to aggressive him and he was trying to like stop her from.
Yeah, but he kind of like, you know.
No, he didn't, bro.
He kind of manhandled her a little bit.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I just saw the video today.
No, you didn't. Quavo can't come back from this. Wrap it up. Chris Brown is up right now. And I don't think you can come back. You can't say you make music better than him. You can't say you get more bitches than him. You probably do. You get bitches, but you. What are you going to say that could possibly. Oh, Quavo can't. No, you lost. He came back. You came at him and he finished it with just that one song. You want smoke? Here's your smoke.
You want smoke with
us? Oh, shit. But what else do I have on this docket, man? What else do I have on this docket? Oh, shit. I saw this tweet of these people helping this shark that was offshore and shit. And they basically helped the shark get back in the. They basically helped the shark get back in the water. And somebody quoted it and said, y'all think that shark would have helped y'all get back to the shore? I wouldn't help no fucking shark. I'm not getting any no shark that's offshore. If you offshore, you offshore, bro. I'm not putting, because I feel like, right, you could fuck around and then he could just get one bite of you and just drag you into that water. One bite in your leg and your arm. Next thing you know, he's dragging you and you are in the water and you're dead. I'm not helping no fucking shark. I help a fish. A small fish. A regular fish. I might help a dolphin. But I heard dolphins are worse.
They're vicious.
I heard dolphins are...
They're evil.
Evil. They are worse than sharks. Would you help that a shark? If you're at the beach. If we are Robert Moses right now and you see a shark just...
I will let other people help it.
But get you would, up. You wouldn't you wouldn't go out your way.
No. I would just scream at the shark, get up. Get up.
Yeah, nah, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing that shit, bro.
I'm not doing that shit, bro.
Not because I wanted to die, but it's just because I'm not strong enough to do it. So let the man handle that. That's the man's job.
I'm not doing that. Literally, my scenario is perfect. Remember what the guy said? Would that fucking shark help you get back to the shore? No. That night. Shark would cook. Actually, there was it a dolphin or a whale? I seen a story once where a fish brought somebody back.
It's probably a whale.
But the chance of that happening is so rare. So rare, so slim.
I find it so cute when there's videos of like the whales coming to like the people on the boats asking for help and then they go and help them. That's so cute. That's so cute.
Whales are scary, bro. The ocean itself is scary. I wouldn't, bro. It's really fucking crazy how niggas going cruise.
Would you rather burn alive or drown?
I would have drowned.
You'd rather drown?
I think, yeah, we had this conversation. Yeah, I'd rather drown.
I'd rather burn alive.
I'd rather drown, bro. I'd rather fucking drown. Because drown, I feel like, will be quicker. Burning.
No, I feel burning will be quicker. Your body goes into shock quick.
I don't think burning will be quicker than
drowning. Drowning, it's going to take you a couple minutes to drown.
Hell nah, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Another tweet I saw, bro. Next docket, bro. Did I go through all the list on the docket? Actually, I want to talk about this. Giancarlo Esposito said he was badly broke before Breaking Bad and contemplated arranging his own murder to make sure his children get his life insurance money. If y'all don't know who that is, bro. One of the best villains. Is it zoomed in?
It's there, bro. You don't see it?
But it's not zoomed in or no.
Influencer.
Anyways, the guy who played, what's his name? Gus? On Breaking Bad? Yeah. Oh. He was so fucking scary, bro, when I was watching Breaking Bad. I was scared of the nigga. Because the reason why I was scared, bro. People, like, the scariest villains are niggas who's quiet. He was such a, like, oh, quiet guy. And then out of nowhere, he would just stab you. And then he would do it. I remember he killed somebody on the show, bro. Didn't do nothing. Just took a knife and stabbed them. And then he said,
"Clean this up.
See you guys back and work tomorrow." Nigga was scary as fuck. My thing is, would you do that if you so broke, you would kill yourself so your kids get insurance money? You think that would help the kid more or
life insurance? Yeah.
You think you not being there, you being broke, if you broke, that means your kids are broke.
Do they got another parent? Like, is it both of us?
Okay, so you're going to leave that? Okay, I'm going to kill myself and have the mother.
Yeah, the mother's going to take care of them with the money that your life insurance is going
to
give you.
I'm not doing that. We can find another way. I'm not killing myself to give but y'all.
Let's say that there is no other way and you feel like that's the only
there's gotta option be another you way, got. Bro. There's got to be another way. If you got to go down, let me see. If you live in an expensive place, sell your car, whatever the fuck you have, sell it. Go live in a shelter until you can get back on your feet. I don't know, but I'm not. There's got to be a different way, bro, where I don't got to kill myself. And two, we all know how these motherfucking companies be at. They would probably tell you something and then your kid don't even get all the money they said the kid was going to get. And you can't even fight that because you're dead. You can't even fight that shit. Okay. Oh, my kid's supposed to get $300,000. Oh, no, man, sir. We're only going to give your kids $50,000. You kill yourself for $50,000. Like, come on. Okay? He's one of the best actors, bro. What movie was he in again? Movie that I saw. What movie was he in? I forgot the movie, but one of my favorite actors. I think that's all I have.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to the Shits and Gigs podcast. They sold out arenas. To do podcasts.
Oh, I keep seeing people are doing that now. Is that the next wave or something? Like, doing shows?
Everybody's doing that? You got to be some kind of big podcast too.
Well, the podcast that I be seeing, they're going on tour. Like, the Basement Yard.
I wouldn't
go
on a fucking podcast tour. What the hell?
The Basement Yard, they're going on tour. They're supposed to be in New York.
What are you supposed to do anyways?
I guess they're just kind of like this.
So you just like sit there?
They're just speaking and then they have questions and answers. For the fan? Like, yeah, for the fans.
I'm not doing that, bro.
Who else is doing it? The Dropout podcast. They're going on tour. And they be selling shit out quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn. I didn't even get a chance.
It's really crazy, bro. It's really crazy.
Who else is doing it? Oh, Bobby and Marco. They were talking about it.
I think they should do it. I think Joe Budden has done it before. What do you call it? I think that's dope. I mean, I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't go see? What if the twins were like, oh, we're going on tour. Come watch us. You're not going to do it?
Actually, I mean, I'm lying. They're my favorite. Yeah, they don't only podcasters.
What's their podcast called?
Who? Just the last name. The Malari Bros podcast. Yeah, I would see it. You know, meet and greet. And it has to include meet and greet. You know? Meet and greet. After the show, you get to take pictures and ask questions or whatever it is. But yeah, I think that's pretty cool. To see where, like, the podcast world is
you
now.
You basically have, like, a live audience.
A live audience. You feel me? And
I feel like that would be so much stressful, though, because it's certain shit that you can't edit out.
What do you mean?
Because you're doing it in front of people. So it's like, you know how we could be like, oh, edit this out. Or like, if we have an awkward moment, we'll just edit it out. And it's like nothing happened. But if you're in front of people, it's kind of like, I feel like I would be so stressed out. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, no, please.
I feel like it depends on who, like how long you've been doing it to. I think that plays a factor. Like, if you've been doing it this shit for, like us right now, we would be fucking terrible. If we have a live audience watching us, we would be a fucking terrible, terrible live, because you definitely would shit your fucking pants. Probably walk off the fucking show. I can't do this. This is too much pressure. Right. Me, I'll definitely be able to do it. By me and you, because so I know how you are.
Do the shit by yourself then. Huh? Do the shit by yourself then.
I'm seeing how you are.
I quit.
I'm seeing how you are. You somebody. You somebody. You know? You very like.
Shy?
I wouldn't say shy.
I am shy.
I'm just saying like, it's not. That's not the word. It's not the word I'm looking for. I feel like you would be more like, oh my God, this is like cringe. Like you get very like awkward and cringy about every little thing so fast. It's not even a shy thing. I feel like you just, oh my God, this is cringy. This is like awkward. Look, you would do it. I really feel like that's what would happen. But I feel like I would be able to, and let's say if we grow a fan base and, oh, you know, guys, let's do a Nassau Coliseum. Let's have a live show like Nassau Coliseum. To be honest, bro, that's the crazy part. You never in the fucking know.
But I feel like even if we get like, okay, let's say we get like a following or whatever and we're able to do that, I still think I would still be like awkward. Even if like I know that a bunch of people see us, like if we were to like blow up, even if I know that a bunch of people see us, it's not the same as in like it's just me and you recording, as in like you and me talking, but like in front of so many people, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I'll be able to.
Yeah, I know, because you love chatting. I'll be able to.
It's just you're honest, just a yapper. To be honest, I would just enjoy the so many people. If I pull up to an arena and I see people just here to see me.
You would just be repeating yourself a lot, and that would piss me off, the fact that you're repeating
people are here to see me. I'd be like, I would embrace the moment. You know how these NBA players be just watching people cheer their name? You feel me? I would embrace the moment. I'll be nervous, but I feel like once I walk out, son. You think they'll do that? Or they'll just sit down and just cheer? Or you think they'll?
I don't know.
You know? I think it's dope to see, you know, as podcasters who sell out arenas and shows where you have 20, 30, 40,000, because there are artists who can't sell out arenas. You a podcaster. Or you, what do podcasters do? We talk about shit. Whatever it is, your topic, your whatever it is that your podcast is about, you just talk about it, and you just grow a fan base. You feel me? It's crazy. Shout out to Shits and Gigs, man. I think that's it for the pod. Yeah, I done ran through. Oh, shit. I want to talk about this. Hold on.
You asked her for her number and she said, nah, but you can have my Instagram though. That's no longer a rejection. That's fan recruitment, gang. Mm-hmm. You are nothing more than an extra follow, an extra like, and an extra heart on her DM. Have a little bit more respect for yourself. A little bit.
As a guy, I completely agree. If I was single, and I, to be honest, would I even ask a girl for the fucking number? I feel like it's better to do
how
Instagram.
How else would you get to know somebody?
Would you rather, as a guy, would you rather ask for the number or the gram? The gram, I feel like, is better, to be honest.
I feel like, yeah, just ask for the Instagram.
Gram is better.
That's most likely what you're going to get is the Instagram.
The Instagram.
Because somebody can ask me for my number, and I'll be like, no, I'll give you my Instagram, though.
Right, and they could easily block
it.
But
it's not like, oh, I want you to be my fan or anything. It's kind of just like, I don't want people to have my number. So it's like...
Right. Number is more personal.
I also want to see what your vibe is. Because you might look completely different in person. Like,
then on Instagram.
Like, your vibe might look completely different. And then I go on your Instagram and it's like a whole completely different vibe.
Right.
So it's like, what the fuck? That shit sounds like it's about to explode.
I can't even turn it. Let me see. Yeah, it does that. But yeah, if I ask you
a number, for some reason just feels more. Damn,
if I would I ask for a number?
More private.
What do I ask? I'm saying if I was single. It's okay, bro. I'm just being hypothetical.
No, you said, what do I ask?
No, I'm saying, what do I ask?
Nah, what would I ask?
As a guy, bro, I feel like me, bro, let's say I was single, I never try to, like, holler at any girl. I feel like it had to be you that do it, bro.
Me?
No, I'm saying, like, the girl, like, oh. If I'm with a girl, I'll probably talk to you at the spot, but I just feel like I'm going to bother you. Hey, let me get your number. Let me get your Instagram. I just feel like, yeah, I can't give up that fan. I can't. Because I don't know. What if you don't? Well, you might think, yeah, she's fucking with me. And you, they're not fucking with you. I feel like I rather you, if you're the girl, hey, what's your IG? What's your, nah, no. Because girls, usually it's the guys that try to pursue. But if a girl trying to, like, okay, yo, what's your number? What's your number? I know she really fuck with me. Then if it's me, it's like, now it's like, bro, I'm like a fan of you. Now it's like, oh, like, no.
So does that make her a fan of you, since she's the one asking?
I just feel like it's more pee when a girl is more is interested in you. It's much better. So, it's usually
so
guys.
You want the girl more interested in you than her, than you interested in her?
You okay? First of all, if a girl's like, you know, I think it's very attractive when girls like pursue a guy that they like. That will make me like, damn, because girls don't do that.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah, I know. Girls don't do that. Girls don't usually be, oh, yo, I want him. Nothing is more attractive, bro. Niggas are,
well, like,
listen,
we can say if it. You wanna, we're going to think want, it. Bro, but that doesn't necessarily
niggas
mean
don't understand,
say
bro.
It.
Okay, ladies, let me tell you something right now. We're going to fold. We're going to fold. I'm giving, bro, stop. I'm giving examples. If you,
they're
if
gonna
you,
fold.
Huh?
They're going
to
fold.
They're going to fold. If you got a guy right now, bro, yo, you look good. I'm trying to take you out to eat. I guarantee you, you shoot that shot. Oh, okay, if he's not single, bro, obviously, if he's in a relationship, probably not. But if he's single, if you shoot that shot, you're going to make it. Whereas us, girls, you know.
Us?
Huh? Whereas us, okay. Whereas us, the guys, it's like, bro, is it, what's the percentage of us, if we shoot a shot at you, it's going to be, oh, shit, successful. Not high. Yeah, bro. Obviously, you gotta look good. Okay, if you look good, obviously, you don't have to look the fucking best. But if you decent looking and boom, you got personality and you got like that, I'm telling you, most niggas are gonna fold. I just think for me, either the girl pursue me. If I see you pursue me, I'm probably gonna, you know what? I find that attractive. You want me. Because guess what? Is guys don't be feeling wanted. Most guys, we got to prove to you, oh, shit. Oh, I'm the guy for you. I do this. I'll do that. When a girl is like, damn, she actually wants me. When we feel wanted, oh, we're going to go. We're going to like, okay, I'm all yours. You want me? I'm all yours. So if you want a guy out there, shoot that fucking shot.
I wouldn't.
She would. She has.
No. You know why? I wouldn't. I would only do it if, like, I don't see anything. If I don't see anything serious with the guy, then yeah, fuck it. I'll shoot my shot. But if I, like...
What do you mean for something serious?
If I want something, like, serious, I don't think I'll shoot my shot. Because I need to know that you want me. And it's not just, oh, I'm giving you attention, so you're a guy, and you'll just be like, whatever. So I need to know that you actually want me in order for me to be like, okay. But if it's me doing the work, nah. Mm-mm.
I feel like you got one time. Nah, not really. All I'm going to say is, ladies, if you like a guy, shoot the shot. I promise you, okay, your successful rate is going to be higher than us. Us niggas,
but then
you,
at that point,
you might get like 10 no's.
How do you know that she's just like, how do you know that he likes you? And it's not just a like, oh, like, fuck it. Like, it's easy. It was easy. It was given to me. So I'm going to take it. That's why I feel like I don't really like shooting my shot, because I feel like that's how most men will think. Oh, it's there. It's easy. It's available. So I'm going to take it. It's
no,
not like
no,
it's not.
I,
it's
I
not that
like
you actually
guys,
like me. It's the fact that I'm willing to do it. So then you're also, oh, fuck it. It's easy.
I feel like most guys. Yeah. No. Like I said, it's the wanted part. We never in this world, bro. Who the hell wants you? guys, we don't feel like we want it, we love, we care for. If a girl is applying pressure, oh, we're gonna fold. Or if it's the other way, girls, why? You know why girls is hard? Girls got options. Guys, we settle more than girls. That's another.
So then why would I shoot my shot then? Because at that point, just like I said,
it's
not like you wanted me.
Because you guys want the perfect guy. We don't even want a lot. We just want to go. We just want to feel wanted. So, like I said, we're going to settle if a girl wants us. That's all we want. You see,
so then you didn't want us. You're not hearing tonight. Oh my God. You didn't want us. You're just settling because that's why I'm not going
to
shoot my shot.
You're not listening to understand. You're listening to respond. We want to feel wanted. If we find a girl that wants us.
Shh. Damn. Yeah, your mouth is right here. The mic is right here.
That a girl that wants us, we're going to settle. And
New York.
Good night. Thank you for watching. Thank you to our 15 subscribers on YouTube. Thank you to our subscribers to followers on TikTok. Please stop harassing me with the Ray J comments.
Please stop harassing me. Anything I say.
Well, that's a different.
Anything I say.
That's not the podcast. Have you been harassed on the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, on TikTok?
Anything I say, it's a problem.
No, I don't give a fuck being harassed. You ain't going to beat me.
YouTube might be a very toxic environment. I didn't know how toxic YouTube could be. I'm just chilling, giving my opinion. And all of a sudden, people got a problem with it. Just chill. Just vibe. Damn.
Listen, just chill with chill with the Ray J. Just chill with the Ray J. I know. I didn't see it before, but I see it now. But please, okay. I look like Ray J. I'm tired of hearing it. But yeah, thank you for listening or watching. See you guys on episode 7 already?
Yes. Goodbye. Good night.